It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Joshy boy was sitting around with a bunch of listeners last night in the big Mix 100 suite. How did that go?
Dude, it was so much fun. We packed that thing full, and the listeners were great. Everybody that got their tickets were so much fun. Shout out to Jeremy, who was just like you. He was actually really funny, good dude out
great
there.
Great looking guy.
Great looking guy, great personality.
Very humble.
You had Tanya out there as well. I mean, there were so many great listeners. It was so much fun. The Avs got absolutely destroyed, but we had a blast, man. It was super fun.
How's our new suite? I know we got a new suite there on club level.
I love it. You got great views. You're on club level. It was so much fun. I mean, I tried to explain this to you off air. You're in the attack once zone, which means during the second period, the Avs are trying to score goals right in front of you, and it's really, really cool.
That's got to be a great seat.
That's awesome.
Best seat in the house.
That sounds spectacular, buddy.
It was awesome, man. Yeah, views were great. The vibes were great.
Well,
it was
good.
Fun.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks to all the listeners that came out last night for the Avs game.
Seriously.
Won those tickets yesterday.
Yeah.
Very cool experience. And then you went out last night, too, didn't you, Katie?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I actually kept a dinner date. I've been canceling a lot of them lately because I have to get up so dang early now. But I set this one a while back. So we went out to dinner, and it was scheduled for 5:30. So I was really excited about
That's
good. Because then we could be done in time, right?
Be done at 6:30.
I got there at 5:30. First of all, one of our friends didn't show up until almost 6. And then everybody just sat around and talked for like a half hour. And the whole time I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, if I'm going to order this fried chicken, my body has to have time to digest it before I lay down at 8 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just how it is. And they got to talking. We didn't order our food until almost 7 o'clock. And then they brought out the food. Guess what they forgot?
Your fried chicken?
My fried chicken.
How does that happen?
I know. And I'm just like standing. And they're like, oh, well, you know, Katie, like you're the one who actually had to leave early. Like I was the one who said, I may have to dip out early because I have to get up early. And then my fried chicken didn't even come out until everybody was ready to leave. So then they're
How
like,
weird.
"Well, yeah, they're like, we'll stick around and wait for you to eat your fried chicken." And then I felt bad. I was like, "No, I'll just have, leg, one of the pieces of fried chicken." So I'm sitting there, everybody staring at me. I'm eating a chicken leg and I'm just like, "I don't like this." So then I got a box and I ate chicken in my car on my way home.
Yeah.
I was eating fried chicken in my car. Now
Katie.
I have to vacuum my car because there's chicken pieces all over it. And I'm just like, and my stomach hurt this morning because I was eating chicken at 8 o'clock at night.
Are you not a clean eater?
No,
it's all over your car?
I probably still have some in my hair. Like, no, I'm not a clean eater. And when you're driving, like that greasiness all over the steering wheel, I have to clean my car today.
I was going to ask you if you ate it on your way home with like tears coming down your cheeks.
I was crying.
Oh my gosh.
I was so excited because fried chicken is one of my favorite foods and it's not something you can make often because it will smell up your whole house. Like, usually I'll just buy it at the deli, you know?
Yep.
But at a restaurant, I'm like, I'm going to order this fried chicken. And then the closer it got to 7 o'clock,
like,
I was like,
chicken?
Maybe I should get a salad. I don't know. But I still got the fried chicken. And
I kind of wish you had sat there and made everybody watch you eat your entire plate of fried chicken.
I'm not a clean eater. And so I didn't like people watching me eat because I laid grease all over. I had fried chicken pieces everywhere.
It's on your face, on your cheeks,
like,
your chin.
You know what? This is not, I can't go out to eat during the week anymore, okay?
You probably should.
Yeah, only weekends is when I'm going to go out from
so
now
do you,
on.
Do you have bubble guts? This morning?
I do.
Do you?
All night.
Oh,
and
that's great, Josh.
I have been trying to catch up on my sleep, like get in the right schedule for all of this, and eating fried chicken at 8 o'clock at night did not help me. So I'm still burping up fried chicken this morning. I just want you to know that.
I feel you.
It's crazy.
With your gurgling stomach, I'm the one. Yeah, I didn't.
You hear it?
I didn't get in bed. No, I didn't get in bed until 12:30-ish last night.
Yeah.
So I feel ya. I'm dragging.
You guys are going to be complaining the entire show.
No,
get
no,
ready.
No.
Josh is tired and Katie's got greasy fingers and bubble guts. How many pieces of fried chicken are we talking?
Well, there's only one left and there was four pieces. So
That's
I ate
solid.
Three pieces. I ate one
you still
piece
got your
there. I should have thought it out though. I should have had the piece, the thigh at the restaurant and then the chicken leg on the way
home. Drumstick.
So I had something to hold on to because I'm telling you that chicken thigh, I was just like, all in my
the
face.
The thigh would be the very hardest to eat while you're driving.
And
think
it's my favorite.
Who says that?
What?
What are you talking?
No.
Hold up.
The
thigh
is disgusting.
Uh-uh.
No.
The thigh in the wing.
No. Okay. anybody who knows how to cook knows the thigh is the best piece of the chicken because it has the oyster. The oyster is the little piece of meat on the thigh that is the best, most succulent
piece. That sounds so gross.
It is so good. It is so good. Chefs and people in the culinary industry will, that is their favorite piece. That little piece of meat, the oyster, is their favorite piece of meat, period. So no. The thigh.
Do you save the oyster for last then?
Yeah.
You peel it off and leave it sitting there on the plate?
I didn't even eat that in my car. I waited till I got out of the car to eat that.
That sounds so greasy. This looks disgusting.
Oh, you pulled up a picture of the oyster?
Yes. It's the best. What are you talking about?
By the end, though, wouldn't you have a cold, dry oyster that you're popping in your pie hole?
Oh, no. It was still pretty
juicy.
Warm. Yeah, it was great. That chicken.
She was sitting on it to keep it warm.
She had the heat going in the car.
I was like a little mama chicken. I was like, I'm going to keep this warm.
I think it's leg and then the breast, my two favorite parts.
Yeah. I love the leg too, but
leg
chicken.
Is good.
The breast can't be too big because then you'd start digging into that and like the middle of it gets a little dry as you're gnawing away.
You're right.
But I like the breast. I like the drumstick.
Yeah.
And then I'm probably going the thigh. But the thigh's got some of the dark meat in it, too.
The thigh is dark meat.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
That's why I don't like the breast. I think the breast, people just like, we were taught to like it because it's healthier. It's the easiest piece. And you can usually cut it up. It's the biggest. And it's what people usually use to like cut up and make dishes and stuff like that.
Yep.
So I can see why people lean towards the breast because it's what we've been taught to like. But I'm telling you. Your favorite piece of chicken is the thigh.
We need to get three fried thighs in here.
Yeah.
And we need to peel the oyster off and have an oyster taste test, I guess.
Sounds like
gross.
I know, doesn't it? It sounds
disgusting.
Incredibly sexual or something, too, but it's just, it sounds naughty.
Let me see your oysters.
Yeah. I'll save the oyster for last. So I absolutely love fried chicken. Yeah. I'm in camp fried chicken all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done this, Katie, where you get it from the grocery store and you eat it and it's in that foil bag and then at the end there's all the little extra crumblies and bread pieces in the bottom and you tip the bag up and tap the bottom and let it all slide into your mouth?
Yeah, that's fat kid camp right there.
What is wrong with you guys?
Nothing's wrong with us, Josh.